Folks, if you love Mega like we think you do, do us a small favor. Join the Patreon. It's the number one way to support a small podcast like ours. The year we had was, well, I wouldn't say we didn't get our asses kicked with strikes and podcasting budgets getting slashed. So why not just head over and give it a try? You can do a free trial on Patreon. If that's not in your plan, at the very least, share your favorite episode of Mega with a friend and leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. We'd love to keep going, and we can't do it without you. Thanks. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, Mega listener, here's your final warning. Our last live show of the year is in New York City at Caveat on November 12th. And good news, there are still some tickets left. And you can buy a ticket to watch the live stream as well. It's going to be a fantastic lineup with live music, so smash that ticket link in the show notes or at megathepodcast.com. Come join us live or virtually on November 12th.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community, and I always think it's a treat, and I always think it's a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Greg. Oops, wait, weird, I forgot. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry, Climax. Please welcome Mr. Gray Haas.
Get it, got it. Good, Hallie, how are you?
That is so cool. Gray, I'm doing well. How are you, my brother?
You know what, Hallie? I am doing okay, I guess is what I'll say, because I am in a really prayerful moment of crisis.
A prayerful moment of crisis.
That is right.
Wow. Well, we all been there. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, you're not alone.
It's nothing too serious, but you know that I have been dating my new lady friend pretty
seriously. Clay Mason Bannerman. Mallady. But yeah, your lady friend Mallady.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's been going great so far. I mean, I just went to visit her at Bioler, and we had a nice time when I went out to LA to visit. And then I got back, and things have been getting pretty serious, Hallie. And so I said, you know, I think it's time to do my 7 heavenly rules of dating, because we're getting serious at this point, Hallie, and I just always like to have an ultimatum with whoever I'm dating so they really know the guidelines.
That's awesome.
So, you know, rule number one, I said, instead of godliness, I'm looking for growth in your faith.
Cool.
And number two, I said, there's no such thing as too fast.
Oh.
God's time is not our time. And if we're going to talk about marriage, I think that's great.
Yeah,
that's
no awesome. Argument for me.
I said, use social media wisely. And that means I get the passwords to all your social media.
Okay.
I said, we can stay open to a friendship blossoming into something more. But also, we can look at this wilting into something less, if that is what makes sense.
If it's God's will.
I said, even while dating, a man can and should lead his girlfriend.
He's the spiritual leader.
And we are using that word. She is saying she's my lady friend, so that's pretty awesome.
Ooh, GF.
And I said, number six, we got to remain in a position of purity.
POP, absolutely.
Popping off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, you know, we've got to cultivate the right desires, Hallie.
Ooh.
And that's really the, you know, that's really the fun part, because the desire is strong to be married, but we also have to, you know, not be sinning and be in a direct expression of God's own covenants. And so I think that is just really important for Christians, you know, Christian singles.
Now, did you come up with all that, or is that from an awesome Christian book? Because I know it's totally legal in Christendom to just crib, you know, for if another pastor has used it, you as a pastor can use it.
That's
if it's
right.
An illustration, or if you read it in a book, you can use it in a sermon, and you don't really have to cite your sources or whatever. But are those your original, what do you call them? Your rules of dating or what?
Well, you know, that's actually from Elite Singles, which is a Christian blog.
Awesome.
And it's all about dating, but I've basically tailored them over the years to, I think it's better if they apply to my partner. I'm not always sure if they work both ways, because there's some of those that I've clearly checked the boxes all the time because of my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I might have you repeat those for me sometime, so I can put them. I could put them on my my blog, my purpose-driven wife blog, and it could help people who are dating.
It's a good way to populate your blog, Hallie. Is just take other blog posts from other blogs and put them as yours. You can do that if you're Christian. If you if the blog is Christian and your blog is Christian, you can do it.
Yeah. So like plagiarism is secular, so any Christian content, it's not considered plagiarism.
That's exactly right.
That's so cool.
I mean,
and really
think
helpful.
About the gospel. You know, they're basically the same thing over and over.
Just by different writers.
Yeah. So how are you, Hallie? What's going on in your life?
Oh, I don't want to put too much attention on me.
Okay,
but
we can move on.
It was quite a week. I mean, of blessings, of course, per usual as a child of God. But the craziest thing happened, Gray. I was at Home Depot and I had to ask for the bathroom code. I always hate when that happens in public. I was in gastrointestinal distress. I had to run in there, leave my cart out there with all my Home Depot stuff in it. Anyway, when I was coming out of the bathroom after being in there for longer than I would have liked, I was walking on, there's something was stuck to the back of my shoe. You know how they do it when you're dragging toilet paper?
Well, this is my fear. And I'm just going to ask you, Hallie, do you think this is a story that people need to hear before you keep going?
Well, check this out. So my daughter says to me.
Oh, really? Which daughter?
The observant one. She says, Mom, you got something on the bottom of your shoe. I was horrified thinking it was TP.
Right,
and people were
going to
know
too.
That I use the bathroom.
Right.
And it was a winning lottery ticket, and I kid you not. Yeah, Indiana Lotto. My same daughter looks it up online. It's a winning lottery ticket.
No.
I found a winning lottery ticket.
Amazing. How much?
$7,000.
$7,000?
Yes. I was like, this is so cool. But honestly, Gray, I wasn't sure if it was a God thing or if it was gambling.
Oh, right. Well, it is at a Home Depot, and I think that's a really godly place.
What I did, just to be very careful and to be a beyond reproach and to be a good example for my kids, is I just cashed it in and donated all the money to an adoption center.
Oh, that is great.
Isn't that cool?
Did you know I wear Home Depot cologne?
Is that right?
Yeah. Don't you love the smell of that place?
Let me see.
Okay. Yeah. Hallie, that's close enough.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Just like our Heavenly Father moves in mysterious ways, our guest today ministers through mysterious creatures. Please welcome to the program my friend and yours, Mr. Giles Propane. How you doing, my friend?
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to just get out and talk to people.
Isn't that right? You know? Well, we need fellowship.
Well,
we need it.
Well, I do want to ask, who are these two little fellows that you have with you here? And I guess my second question is, what is that? Is that a baby Bjorn that you're wearing? And are those two small cats you've got with you?
This is Moses and Peter.
Oh,
and this little one here, we haven't decided on a name yet.
Oh, there's just three in there. Okay.
Yeah, we just keep them close. And Moses hasn't parted the water, but you should see what this little fella can do to a litter box. I tell you, it's just. He's scattering that dust all over the place. He's a messy one.
Well, you know what? The Bible says Jesus shook the dust off his feet and moved out of Nazareth. And that's what little Moses is doing. Is he a brindle, a bindle? What's that? His coloring on his coat is so unique.
In their uniqueness brings a group. And so I have chosen to not learn the different types of cats, because I think that just breeds division.
Yeah.
And they're just all God's creatures to me.
Yeah, they really are equal in God's eyes.
Individual puzzle pieces displaying their own unique features, but when they come together, what a tapestry.
Oh, isn't that right?
Well, I want to jump into what exactly is the cat ministry, because a lot of people are talking about this, you know, and these days you hear about things like cat cafes where you can go and play with cats. But now you, Giles, have introduced the Twin Hills community to an entire ministry where people can, where you're using cats to minister to people and to spread the word of and the love of God. So what does that look like exactly?
Well, we had a few strays on the property. And I was just working as a groundskeeper for a while.
Oh, yeah.
They were gonna collect them and take them in to get fixed, spayed, okay, neuters. And as you know, that goes against the word of the Lord. So I was like, well, I just can't have that. Not on my watch is what I told them. Not on my watch. And fortunately, they waited till my watch was over after I went home for the night, and they scooped up the first batch and brought them off. But then I'd found a few more, and I took them in, and They reproduce at an alarming rate.
Oh, wow.
As God intended.
That's
as
right.
God intended.
That's right.
Just heterosexual, unmutilated cat bonding. As we are all, we're all God's creatures, and not a single one of them should be subject to that heinous practice of spaying and neutering. Bob Barker, may he find a special place somewhere else other than heaven for that. For his intentions.
And about how many cats are we dealing with now in the cat ministry?
I'll have to say that I did lose count at a certain point.
Okay.
Because through the inbreeding, a lot of them look similar. So, you know, you start counting on one side of the room, and then a loud noise will have them scramble. And then you just embrace the group of them.
I see.
Yeah. And, you know, even the inbreeding, I feel like is somewhat biblical. I feel like my kids are always asking me, who did Adam and Eve's children marry and breed with? And I guess there's really no one besides just their family, right? And so cats are just following suit?
Yeah. Well, I've always felt that Adam and Eve, as long as if you don't fornicate from sinners, you're just creating a purity for the Lord. So I've never seen a problem with any sort of inter-family relations, as long as their lives belong to Christ. And these animals are innocent in the eyes of the Lord; they're just being animals. And so, ergo, the inbreeding is actually more of a blessing with them, and it does keep the lot of them slower. So it's a little bit easier to handle.
Yeah, you can wrangle them a little better.
I know. I noticed some of them have 6 toes, 7 toes. It's almost like they have like long fingers or something.
Yeah, that big thumb.
I've never seen a cat with that.
I've heard that that's...
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I've always said more fingers to make a bigger hand to pray with. I would think outside of those Hemingway cats have the extra digits, and he was... Well, I don't know if that man was a God-fearer.
So no, I don't think so.
That is a bit of a discrepancy in my theory, but those cats do get to live in Key West, and that's paradise on earth as far as I'm
concerned. Isn't that right? I agree.
Oh, I hate Key West. What I did want to say is, what does it look like if someone comes down to the cat ministry, and are you using... Totally honest, I don't really understand animals and I don't really get the appeal, but I do understand why some people do. So if you come down to the cat ministry, what exactly are you providing in terms of what someone could expect?
Yeah, I've always wondered that, Giles. Are you ministering to cat people, or are you actually ministering to the cats, or are you using the cats to minister to the people?
That's a fantastic question. We're still trying to define it. Really, just if anybody wants to come in and help, if anybody wants to volunteer, I'm kind of underwater over there.
Oh, you're so recruiting. Cool.
You know, and so if we're working, you know, we talk about, the love of the Lord and how it shines on us. And then you can look and if we really need people that are good with a hacksaw, because we've had to take to like drilling out snow shovels to use as larger scoopers. Yeah, so if you come down there, we'll rap about God, and I'll talk to you about... You could talk to me, but really, I need all hands on deck right
now. Okay. Well, I might jump in, and I have a daughter who's very into animals. And,
oh, really? What's your daughter?
The one who had rabies recently. And I could bring her, and she could be a helper, especially since she's recently had all her shots. It wouldn't even matter if she got punctured by one of their claws or whatnot. And honestly, I feel like a cat to a human relationship is a lot like the human to God relationship. Like, you know, we don't act like dogs. Dogs are like, I love you. You're home. I'm so excited. You're the best. I love you no matter what. It doesn't matter that you've been gone for 6 hours. You're home now. I love you. You know, we don't treat God like that. We act like cats to God sometimes, don't we? We say, well, what have you done for me lately? Or I have needs, or, you know, I think that really kind of underscores the whole story of redemption. You know what I mean? Like, ever since the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve ate the fruit and they, you know, they messed that up and brought sin into the world, you know, the whole reason God doesn't eradicate sin is because he wants to know that we love him, you know, that we are loving him of our own free will, the way it feels so good when a cat gives you affection. It's like, oh, I must have earned that. You know, when a dog does it, you're like, well, this dog's just a hussy. It'll love anybody, you know?
Yeah, they're true dumb whores, is what I'd refer to the canine community. No disrespect, but just giving it out to anybody. And whereas, and as much like you said, you can't have light without darkness. We need sinners to so we could see who truly loves God. And without that perspective of rampant whores and sluts and demons out there, we wouldn't know who the true believers are. Much like the cat that does come by, who gives you get to see which cats you need to work on. And furthermore, my congratulations to your daughter overcoming rabies. That's not usually a disease that turns around, but with faith and prayer, anything's possible. Even a...
Isn't that right?
A disease that is guaranteed death, and so she'd be more than valuable, because I've seen a few of the cats have... I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I am not. I don't have a veterinary background. I think I got the whatever the thing is from smelling the poop too much.
Oh.
But if I do, then the Lord wanted me to have it.
Well, I have to ask, and you know, we love to find out people's stories before they were at the church. And I have to ask, because your name is Giles Propane, and one of the largest suppliers of propane here in Indianapolis is Giles Propane. And I'm just wondering, was that your family that was are you in the Giles Propane family?
My parents were just big fans.
Were you a part of a large family?
Strangely, yeah, and okay,
so pretty cat-like.
Yeah,
in more ways than one, and ways that would be frowned on by a secular.
Oh, I see.
By secular people, but we, as I mentioned before, we kept it pure. Our family had kept it pure with those free of sin,
right?
Yeah, shall be right. Together, which, well, I believe is somewhere.
It happened with the families that came out of the Garden of Eden, and it had to have happened again when Noah and his family came off the ark. I mean, they had to keep it pure because everybody else was dead, I suppose. So, you know, you're keeping it biblical. And I was just wondering, you know, have you always loved cats, like back during your sinful days as well as your Christ-following days, or is it new? Is it part of your conversion?
Well, yeah, I had broken off in my teen years. I was a bit mad about the name. So I'd moved to Fort Wayne.
Awesome.
Just a den of sin.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Den of ne'er-do-wells. And it's the big, you know, the nightlife. I was boozing.
Oh.
This was at a time that wine coolers were coming out, and just the temptation of something that tasted like it came from the garden, that God would have provided. But then would lead to just, you know, that alcohol leads to behaviors like cigarettes.
Oh, no.
And I was justifying it, being like, well, this is a plant from God's earth.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I enjoy it? I was finding all kinds of justification in sin as cigarettes. And I had bought dirty magazines. They just have them. They have them right in the gas station up there.
Oh, no. It grieves the heart of God.
You know, and so you walk right in there and you're trying to get a Slim Jim, and they're right there. The temptation's right there. And I was weak on account of the wine coolers.
Oh.
I was eating after sundown. I was eating food.
Oh no.
I apply intermittent fasting to also the word of the Lord. So I was eating before noon and after 8 p.m.
Oh,
and I was wearing Velcro shoes.
That's the West thing so far.
That's just a fastener of the demons.
Yeah.
Hook and loop.
Uh-huh. It's also just a fashion sin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Fort Wayne, everybody's wearing Velcro shoes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I was trying to fit in. I was, you know, the temptations of the flesh. I was dancing to music that had swear words, cuss words in them.
And I
didn't care. I was seeing, like a lot of heavy metal music. Hit like heavy metal. Not even the Christian kind, like the other kind.
Really?
And that's where that's where I saw the imagery of like the black cats and the Satans.
Yeah.
And the full moon and Halloween. I was celebrating Halloween with fervor. I was celebrating Halloween with enthusiasm.
Even on not Halloween.
Even on just like every day is Halloween. That's a song from one of the bands that I'd heard.
Really?
He said every day is Halloween. I said, why not?
Yes.
Wow.
I went from every day is Christmas now.
Right.
But every day was Halloween for me for a while, and I was eating so many candies late into the night after drinking the wine coolers.
Oh.
And I was not seeing a dentist twice a year.
Oh, no.
Intentionally.
Oh.
I would get the notice, and I was like, nah, I'll see you when I see you. I had a real bad attitude towards my dental care on account of all this.
And I think this is a good reminder for people who are going, oh, wow, you know, it's this guy, he's living in Fort Wayne, he's doing all these, you know, who might see the image of someone living in Fort Wayne who's listening to heavy metal music, who's drinking wine coolers and wearing Velcro shoes as someone that should be held on a pedestal. And you're here saying, no, this is not the type of guy that you want to be. And this is why you needed Christ in your life. Am I right?
A young lady would try to discuss things with me,
and
I would return conversation with the intention of perhaps it going elsewhere.
Oh, what do you mean?
It never did. It didn't. But there was moments where I was like, oh, I think this means more than just us, you know, having Bartles and James are two heads of the devil. I'll tell you that. those old men, you think those old men are just kindly old fellas that want you to enjoy a peach flavored something or another. But that's, ooh.
And I guess I
same with Benson and Hedges cigarettes. The evil one really wants to get inside your body.
Why is it always two names? I've never understood that.
I feel like it's just the efforts are compounded.
And I guess I did want to ask
Smith
about the tattoo that you've got on the forearm there that says Pussy Posse. And is that what you're calling the ministry?
Yeah, I realized that the name does come from the non-Christian world.
Okay, does it?
There was a celebrity group that and it was referring to the biblical parts of a woman.
Oh.
And I do feel it's on behalf, like as a man of Christ, I believe it's one of my duties to reclaim that word.
Oh, cool.
So,
wait, I'm sorry. I'm so confused right now. And maybe this is an Australian thing, but pussy for in Australia, pussy is just a cat.
Oh, no, is that right?
A cat.
It refers to a woman's down under parts. If
no.
that helps,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I have never heard that.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to even say the word.
And people really? are just saying it. And then these beautiful creatures that I've am surrounded by constantly, the name's been taken from them unjustly. These strong animals to be given this name, to refer to a woman's canal, and it upsets me that these cats can't reclaim it, and I feel like it's my job to start just shouting from the rooftops, you know, pussy, like come down here, and you'd be swimming in pussy.
Okay, and, I'm sorry. This is just blowing my mind because we have a totally different phrase that's a slang phrase for that which you're talking about in Australia.
Oh, what is it?
We call it the Perry and Lee.
Oh.
It's another double name thing. Yeah, it's like
Perry and Leave.
Perry and
Leave. Oh, I thought it was like a sword, kind of like you joust and then you get out of there.
Well,
which
that's
would also
that is
explain
one way to describe
how people,
the marital act. Yeah,
yeah, which is not right for the men to do that. Don't Perry and Leave. If you're going to Perry, stick around.
I can't
See?
Believe I've said that, but Perry and Lee, yeah, is actually the two names that you give to the ladies, you know, sort of downstairs path.
I honestly don't know why there's any terminology referring to that part of the female anatomy anywhere, because there's really, frankly, no reason to ever be referring to it, discussing it, thinking about it, looking at it, any of that stuff. I mean, unless maybe you're a delivering baby doctor, which those should all probably be women, because you got to really wonder about a man who wants to make that his medical focus, you know, that
yeah.
all the whatever's going
That's
on down
true.
There, the folds and the
well,
you know,
the Perrys and the Lees.
Yeah. I mean, I really wish, you know, we didn't even have the language to talk about it, because there's just no reason to ever. I mean, there's no research and development happening in that region. I don't know why we really have to ever talk about it.
No. And that's why we should take the name back. I think Ministry of Pussy is what it should be called. I'm down there. I'm knee deep in it. I'm shoveling it. I can't... you know, I can't keep track of how much pussy's down there.
I just have
wow.
never, yeah.
Now, Giles, you had mentioned some of the sinful activities you were getting into up in Fort Wayne. And I was wondering, did you ever answer that age-old question of why is God making these things if they're bad? My kids ask me this all the time. If marijuana is a sin, why is it growing as a plant? Because God makes plants. And I just can't figure out why God is creating these species that are sinful.
The hubris of the quest for knowledge led me down some dark, dark paths. Exactly. Why am I surrounded by this stuff? If God put all this stuff here, you know, the temptation... In the test, you know, it's a test.
Yeah.
And it's a test. Now, unfortunately, I'm a good test taker. I enjoy tests. I've always enjoyed a crossword
really?
Puzzle
okay.
or like a Sudoku.
Okay.
So I always like, I'm like, well, a test means what's the challenge of the test?
Ah.
And these were, some of these tests were so much harder than a Sudoku puzzle. The naked flesh of a woman, so much harder than figuring out the math crosswords because
oh,
that's just,
no.
Oh, the difficulty to refuse. I failed so many tests. I failed a lot of tests. I failed the test of the needle drugs. I failed that test. I started with those because I was like, well, this must be the toughest test. Let me see if I could just, because I was they had figured me as a gifted child when I was young, which, you know, that means of the devil. So I was taken away from those classes, and it just I was put in a shed for a minute with just some rudimentary toys for about first 10 or 12 years of my life.
Oh,
and so
no.
when I, wow. I really wanted, I had a thirst for these challenges. And if the gateway was marijuana, I figured I'd just let me storm through the gates. So I had started with needle drugs, and that led to me, I ran out of money very quick. So I was selling myself.
I mean, you are maybe the first person I've ever heard of this story of starting with needle drugs and ending with wine coolers.
Well, it was a quick, 8 months or so that I just I eventually passed the test. I had to take it a lot of times. I had to do a lot of things. It was like a one question test, but with like a lot of parts.
Sure.
Which was like, oh, is this the best feeling you'll ever have on God's terrestrial plane? Without a doubt, yes. Without a doubt, yes. That if heaven's tenfold of what that dragon is, but you can get that dragon now, I would suggest everybody to try it. Why wait? You know, why find out? Why wait till, like, what if, you know? Oh, it led to so many more questions. Oh, God, I just didn't see the fault in taking another man into my body for the sake of a few dollars. I didn't see anything wrong with it, given what that sweet, sweet H would do. Oh, God, to just gleam in the cube, which is a term that was for skateboarding, but I had applied it. That film came out about the same time I was doing heroin. I thought it was about heroin. I went to that film.
Okay.
I thought it was about heroin, and I wound up doing things with a man in there for about $15.
Okay.
I did not see the end of that movie.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, Giles, if I might offer you a word basket of encouragement, you know, the sins of booze, drugs, cigarettes, and women, you know, I can tell you that at least the sin of women and loose women, so to speak, it's not your fault. Women have been these deceptive creatures since, like we've been talking about, the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
So when these gals throw themselves at you and you're in a weakened state, you know, I just want to remind you that it's covered in the blood and you're a child of the utmost high
right.
God.
I need to reiterate, it was not many women. It was men. It was a lot of men.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, was it as much as what my intentions or what the God would put through me as far as my urges, I ran out of money very quick. And it was the women were not paying me to go see Gleaming the Cube with them.
Okay. Mm.
It was a lot of the gentlemen of Fort Wayne.
I did. Yeah. I did want to change the subject a while ago, but I will
appreciate that. Yeah.
I, you know, and I do want to ask, and maybe I shouldn't, but recently you had mentioned that you suffered from cat scratch fever.
Oh yes, and is that a real thing?
Right. And what is that exactly? Because I've heard the term before, but I don't really know what it is.
It's mostly just a blood infection.
Oh.
I mean, it's been romanticized through the arts. But it really is just it's a blood infection.
Okay.
Which if you get I don't know if you had to go this with your daughter with the rabies, you just circle where the wound is and see if it grows by the next day. That's why I have so many circles drawn on my arms.
Oh, okay. Those aren't tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just monitoring different infections and making sure that they don't travel towards my heart. So the commonplace cat scratch fever would go along with a heightened desire, wanton desire for fornication.
Oh,
I haven't experienced that yet. It's just it's a lot of diarrhea and like a little bit of hallucinations, which forgive me for this, have not mind. I don't mind those. They remind me of Fort Wayne, and that's the closest I can get back. So I kind of let it ride. I let the infections go a little. Spread a little further, you know. It's when they find a vein, which the Lord knows I was great at that for those 8 months. You're connecting the dots again. I really think this is the parallel of I can't ride a horse anymore, but I can take a cat scratch and make it a whole Tuesday night.
Giles, you had mentioned that there is a feature of breathing cat fecal air. It causes a type of psychosis or what?
Well, it makes you love them more. It makes you more affectionate to them. It's more like a fragrance.
Yeah.
Not a traditional not something on a bottle at a Carson Peary, Scott, but something that just makes you your affection grows towards them. And I've read that that's a side effect of the fecal matter.
And so could you, like, when you're working with the cats, could you wear a mask or something?
We could all wear a mask, but I don't believe in that. As you know, I don't think we believe in that kind of
suppression.
I mean, the
agenda.
Eyes might be the window to the soul, but the mouth is the door. It's so many men went through that door. But back to your point, I don't. These cats need to see your face. If they can't see your face, they're not going to trust you. And if they don't trust you, they're not going to love you. And if they don't love you, who will?
I'm picturing you here, as I'm seeing these cats surrounding you in your baby Bjorn, mm-hmm. and also on the bookshelf behind you and whatnot, I am reminded of our sinful nature, because like the way a cat will go bananas on some catnip, it's almost like they're on heroin. It grips them. It takes all of their senses and it controls their whole body, and they rub themselves on it and they throw themselves down, and it's like they're out of control. And I feel like that's a good example of the way we are when we're in Satan's clutches and we're sinning. We just think it feels so good. We want to rub ourselves all over it and let all of our senses take over, and we're totally out of control.
Yeah.
And maybe that's another way in which we can relate to God. You know, that God still loves us, is still cleaning out our litter box, still sent his son to die for all the times we rubbed our noses in, you know, whatever it was you were rubbing your nose in Fort Wayne and whatnot.
Now, I don't really want to get back into the Fort Wayne stuff.
Well, I mean, it's not about getting back into it. It's just about what shapes you as a person going forward. But to your point, watching a cat enjoy catnip, there's a bond to see a beautiful calico cat that, you know, may have lost its figure a few years, but they just sink into a couch and you can just see the way, because they have the extra eyelids. So those kind of will go half closed, and you can tell they're really thinking that, you know, why should natural talent stand in the way of starting a band when it can be more of a collection of expression? And you can sing traditionally, or you can get, you know, like a German poet to just kind of recite some lines of some abstract thought that they had over some easier bass lines, and maybe address subjects of the street of what was happening in Fort Wayne at the time, you know, just give something, you know. People think that cats are these just, but they can really tell you what's going on in the world and how it's not all shiny and great. And sometimes we have to just do things to get by, and it's gritty, but it's the character of Fort Wayne. And it's what you do. You see it in the daylight, but when the sun goes down, you don't know in the back row of Gleaming the Cube what those busy hands and mouths are doing, because it's a matinee and this is a film about skateboarding, but there's no kids in here, and if they are, they're growing up fast, almost too fast sometimes. There you have to limit how much they get, that they can get a little carried away on the catnip.
What do you think of the movie Cats?
There's a movie called Cats.
Giles Propane was played by my absolute favorite, Kyle Kinane. What a damn treat he is. Check out his stand-up specials, get his tour dates, and listen to his hilarious podcasts by going to kylekinane.com. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.